The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountains to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but they doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you in the name of God, our Creator, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy Trinity Sunday. This feast day is celebrated the Sunday after Pentecost. Pentecost is for celebrating the coming of the Holy Spirit. So today is for celebrating the fullness of the revealed God. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. I'll be honest, when I found out I was scheduled to preach today, I wasn't thrilled with the idea of trying to explain how the Trinity works. In this postpartum period that I'm in, I can't even remember to brush my teeth, let alone explain the doctrine that created the most heresies in the early church. So even if I can't fully comprehend how God is three distinct beings, but also one and the same, I just won't be able to fully explain it. But I am going to try a new analogy with you today, and we'll see if it helps our comprehension. So how about this? The Holy Trinity is like Tylenol. It has a nice ring to it. I think that the Holy Trinity is like Tylenol, the over-the-counter drug acetaminophen. We have been using acetaminophen since the late 1800s as a pain reliever and a fever reducer. We know it works, but we actually do not know how it works. To this day, scientists do not understand how Tylenol functions on a molecular level, how it interacts with our nervous system and makes the pain go away. Even if we do not totally understand how Tylenol works, we know what it does. It makes us feel better. Similarly, even if we don't know how the Trinity works, we know what it does. It makes God relational. Relationship is what God does with God's own self and with all of creation. The Trinitarian formula is relational in and of itself. Father, Son, Spirit. The Father and the Son are in a parent-child relationship. It doesn't have to be masculine language, but that's the most traditional way. What it's trying to point at is that there is a special bond between a caretaker and their beloved. The Spirit is also in relationship with the other two. In the Gospel of John, the Holy Spirit is translated as advocate. An advocate is someone who has your back and supports you. So the three persons of the Trinity, most traditionally Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are in relationship with each other. And therefore, how they interact with all the rest of creation is all about relationship too. We see God's relational nature play out in our Genesis reading and our Gospel reading. The passage we read from the very first chapter of Genesis is a portion of the first creation story. The second chapter of Genesis has another creation story from a different perspective. When the Israelites wrote these stories, they were not the only people on earth. The other people groups around them, especially the Babylonians, also had their own creation stories. In most creation stories of that time, the deities created humankind to serve the gods. But the God of Israel is different. God creates humankind to be in partnership with God and with all the rest of creation. It says in verse 28, God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on earth." God invites humans to care for the rest of creation. Let's unpack this two-part blessing. First, humans are to be fruitful and multiply, and subdue and dominate. What does it mean to be fruitful and multiply? Through her experience of being childless in her native country of Ghana, theologian Mercy Amba Oduyoye encourages us to interpret this blessing to be about more than just procreation. She encourages people to be fruitful by using their gifts that the Holy Spirit gave them to multiply love, goodness, and justice. I really like this interpretation because it considers the fact that God created some people without the ability to have children, or without the opportunity to. But everyone can use their gifts that the Holy Spirit sustains in them to serve those around them. Our blessing to be fruitful and multiply is all about fostering good relationships with those around us so that everyone can thrive and use their gifts too. Now, the second part of the blessing is that humanity is supposed to relate to the rest of creation. God says that we are to subdue the earth and have dominion over every living thing. For centuries, this has been interpreted that because we are the most important senior beings, we get to exploit the earth of all of its resources. However, if you read the chapter one again, humans were created on the same day as cattle. Yeah, it is kind of funny. Today, many scholars interpret dominion to be a healthier relationship, where we are not ruling over creation, but helping care for it. This interpretation is much more in line with how I understand our relationship with God. God does not dominate us, exploit us, or control us like a puppet master in the sky. Instead, God gives us free will. God creates us to be in loving relationship with God and Spirit and with all other creation, living and non-living. God is also in relationship with us through the person of Jesus, and we heard about that in our Gospel of Matthew. We read from the very last chapter of Matthew, and it reminds us, or let me say this first. We read from the very last chapter of Matthew, and we heard Jesus declare, "I am with you always to the end of the age." And this is the last sentence in Matthew, which reminds us of the very first chapter in Matthew, when the angel visits Joseph and declares to Mary that she will give birth to a baby, and he will be called Emmanuel, God with us. God came to the earth to be with us, to have relationship with us. God came to earth in Jesus to intimately experience what it is like to be human, to be closer than close with us. Jesus knew pain and suffering. He experienced betrayal and heartache and even death. And God did it all so that God could be with us when we go through these things as well. I cannot fully explain how God is Jesus and yet they are both still distinct beings. But I know what this relationship does. It keeps us in God's love and grace always, even to the end of the age. We know what the Trinity is by what it does. It creates relationship. It redeems and sustains us in our relationships with God and with all of creation. So remember, the Trinity is like Tylenol. It is what it does. And our relationship, our God is relationship. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen.